Hi.
Hi, Mommy.
Welcome to Raw 37 Podcast Day.
Yeah. Hello, curious ones. Let's see.
Welcome back to another winding ride of not only our stories, but the stories of others. What are we going to ramble on about today?
No, a whole lot of everything, since that's all we ever do.
It's my favorite! I love that. So our 24th episode dropped yesterday, and I believe the title of that one was Random, Just the Way I Like It. Because I do. I don't like to follow a script of any sort. I like to be real and raw.
We are pretty random.
We are pretty random. And that's okay. We have one viewer that thinks we are really, really unique and that they listen to a lot of podcasts. One of the feedbacks that I got this week was, I really enjoy your podcast. It is like nothing I've ever listened to before.
Ah!
I think that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Like, we're paving a new way.
Well, to be honest, I've been watching, like, a lot of, like, murder-type shit on...
Well, we do have that in our repertoire that we'll be talking about soon.
Yeah. And, I like watching them, but a majority of the time, I'll just listen. Like, I'll paint my own picture in my head. So, I think that's a lot of not only my generation, but, like, a mix of yours and, like, Isabel's generation, where... We just
do you
like
think
to
it
listen.
Comes from, well, do you think listening, or do you think that it comes from a level of voyeurism or an interest that, or a distraction that is like, wow, I'm not the only one that has, whether it be a disturbing life or a, it's very relatable. I think we're very human, very authentic, which I don't know how to be any other way. And I'm sure sometimes it triggers or intimidates, or it is sometimes hard to wrap your mind around if you are guarded or you hide things or wear a mask.
Right.
So I can see that, you know, but I love the fact that if, you know, our viewers could be somebody, could be anybody, you know, from...
Well, when it comes to podcasts...
Teenager to... And that's why I love these features with you, especially mother-daughter features, and that, you know, my kiddos are full participants in this little creative baby that I have going on, and that it will be quite the healing tool, I think, moving forward, and I feel like we could help others as well.
I agree. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I know that everything's booby-trapped here.
I think my thing with podcasts, or just, like, listening to stuff in general, is just... I feel like my mind just always has to do something. Always has to be stimulated by something.
You think that's anxiety?
Probably.
Or is it a issue with being able to self-soothe? Or I notice for my generation, and Mom has really had to learn throughout life experiences to sit in the ick, which sometimes is extremely hard because it can feel like boredom. It can feel like, oh, I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to have to sit with my feelings, whether they're sad, lonely, angry, you know, because...
I mean, yeah, I'd
what's
rather...
What's that young movie? I remember Landon coming in. What was that movie like last year? Was it Disney or Pixar? Where it was all the emotions?
Oh, Inside Out.
Yeah, and I asked Landon, well, what emotion are you? Oh, I'm anxiety. And I asked him why, and he's like, because he's always moving. So it makes sense. I think that you kids are definitely in a societal generation of have to. You always feel like you have to be doing something.
Right.
Or have to have something constantly going on. And mine too, because I, as, you know, a mother or... Especially when you kids were home, guilt and shame kind of sits in if you sit down where I should be doing this. Or, and if you look at how much time is wasted on social media, you know, and I really applaud you for having the self-reflection at your age to know, wow, I waste a lot of fucking time on here, and limit yourself. And, you know, you have priorities that you don't let your online presence or take control, which I do see that Even in myself at night, the mindless
Yeah.
scrolling
Mind
that can,
numbing, yeah.
that I think they call it doom scrolling now, where
Brain
you're
rot.
right and you're doing that before you go to bed and try to have, restful sleep. And yesterday, Alabama John, I love you dearly, but he sent me this Parasite video. Like, holy shit, how am I supposed to sleep on this,
Right.
after researching and then going down a couple rabbit holes? And then it's like you force yourself to like shut her
Yeah, get
down,
off.
shut her down. But and I watch it like with Landon's age group of the video games, and I think that is a lot of the reason why he answered anxiety, is because you got to constantly, in video games, you got
Well,
to
it's a lot of
constantly
these
be in.
videos too, like stimulate
Right,
that
and but in a video
anxiety.
game, you constantly have to be in forward motion to get to the next level, to get to the next level, to get to the next
Yeah.
level. And I think that's just breeding kids for the world, because, oh, I got to get to the next level. I got to achieve this to get to the next level, or I got to get to this next.
And that is one thing I guess I'm grateful for as a mom is I'm the one where it's like, hey, I love that you want to play video games. I love that that's like the direction that this generation is going in towards, like with technology, VR, all that shit.
Yeah,
But I'm trying to play some Monopoly. I'm a board game, card game person. Like,
right.
let's play some card games. I just recently learned how to play euchre.
Ew.
Landon probably won't understand it for a while,
Those
but
thinking games, I'm not like a
see,
fan.
we like I like those. Plus, it makes me
Yeah.
feel good as a mom that
It's because you're an
I'm
Aquarius.
getting my kid thinking. Like, there's this one like strategic game that we have too that we play. Shit like that.
I like trivia. I like questions.
That makes you
I like,
think.
yeah. Well, yeah,
You don't
but
like the thinking games you just said.
no, but I think cards is a different kind of thinking. It's more strategic. You have to, I think with cards, especially, what was it? You just said euchre. You got to be 5 steps ahead in the game, like of every player, and kind of in your mind, like what you're going to lay down. And so that's the part I'm not like a fan of, like cards, especially like when you're a partner and then you fuck it up and you're like, "Why did you not buy
Yeah, shout out to my sister-in-law Shannon. She's the one that actually taught me how. She's so
it?"
smart.
Because back in the day, it used to be like Texas Hold'em.
I don't know
Oops, sorry, the microphone. I touched the microphone because we are not real technical here.
that. I don't know. Based on our video that our little short that we made, I can definitely tell that I like to talk more than like hi. Hi here, it's me.
You mean you're not ready, or you're not one for small talk?
I'm not one for camera readiness.
You mean just to be able to have an audio, not a, like, mom just wanting to shoot that little bit of video for the
It's
story
like
that I'm going to release in a bit.
it's like hi.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'll get
I'm
there.
kind of both.
I'll get there. Well,
And but the for former fat girl, this is, when I write. Like when I was 300 and some pounds, there would be no way I would even have my audio, because you never would set yourself up to be picked apart in any way, physically, or you just didn't put yourself out there
right.
in any way for anybody, no matter what, to be able to pick you apart for any reason whatsoever. So for me, I think writing the other day, trying to put myself in some of my old stories that I used to tell myself, of even though I was confident, I would have never put myself out there like I do now in front of the camera, eating an apple. And John's like, "When are you going to eat French fries on camera?" And I'm working on it. Where I don't want everybody to just see the good parts. Now I want them to see, my life experiences got me to where I'm at right now. But even, gosh, even 5 years ago, I don't think I would have had the confidence to want to be on camera or tell my stories out loud, because you just get lambasted for everything.
I mean, even if we're just like a voice on
But
a
I love that
speaker,
part. Yeah.
I mean, people are still gonna nitpick the shit we're saying.
No, they're just always gonna nitpick, but I'm at a better place now where detachment is a beautiful thing.
Right.
You know, you've just accepted that that's just how it's gonna go. And if you're any sort of pattern recognitionist, you can predict all these outcomes anyway. I mean, it's pretty basic. I'm glad that, you know, I see some really high up people that have, you know, a million followers or whatever, and how they have to deal with trolls. Can you imagine us having to deal with people that are just mean on there on purpose?
See, but I'd like to see,
like, fuck you!
I'd like to see what those motherfuckers look like. They ain't got nothing else better to do, and they probably are just as much butterface as the next person that tries to troll someone who's actually...
No, I know, but they still do it. And to be able, as a human being, not to get triggered by a negative... You know what I mean? And it's so important not to have a reaction.
Right.
So very important.
Well, you can have a reaction. Like, I just saw someone...
That's a very good point. Because it really, you know, a lot of...
I mean, there's a
platforms
reason...
Platforms preach that, oh, that's such a reactive response.
Yeah.
That's so reactive. You know, you should have just... Could you have just scrolled on past that?
Well, last I checked, you follow me.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
Don't you want the content?
Right.
Yeah.
So that... It's so weird. This is the human experience is so fucking weird.
No,
it's just getting weirder by the minute.
I saw someone that I follow on Instagram who's like more of like the comedic. Oh, look at this girl. More of like the comedic side of, I guess, Instagram reels and TikTok and all that, where he like roasted the fuck out of someone in like the same manner that they were doing to him, because.
And did they lose their shit?
No.
Oh.
They were more of like, okay, tit for tat, I can do it too. Like, what are you trying to gain out of this?
Mm-hmm. Well, if my number one post on my business page is any indication, the negative is always going to get more views and more likes and more reaction than the, let's say, heartfelt.
Yeah, because the curiosities of people come out.
And that's cool, because we have a lot to talk about. We haven't even... And here's the funnest part. We haven't even scratched the surface
barely.
Like, not even. This is just the cringe.
Like, this is
raw
just this
beginning.
Is just the scratch and sniff on the fucking air freshener. Like,
hang around, because it's going to get so much more interesting as time goes on. But it's weird to think about. Like, 2 years ago, I was painting the floor in here.
I saw that, yeah.
2 years ago. Did you see the chick who thought I was going out of business?
No.
Oh, boy.
Because she thought everything was gone?
Yeah.
Oh, yikes.
Sorry to see you go. Wow. And my reply was, geez, way to have confidence in the small business in your community. Mm-hmm. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, still here.
Yeah. Notice you haven't bought a plant for me. So...
But you follow me.
But you follow me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love it.
Follow me just to pounce, even. Mm-hmm. It just blows my fucking mind. It really does. But here we are. Mind's blown and all.
On that note.
I know. What are we going to talk about today?
I want to talk about astrology.
Woohoo!
And I already mentioned this to you, but I'll tell the viewers too. I was working, and one of my coworkers, one of our newer coworkers who I haven't really worked with much, we were working together, and I come back to like this little island we have at work, and she goes, "Are you a Scorpio?" And I'm like, "No." She goes, "Well, you're giving me Scorpio vibes. I can't quite tell what
you." Did you ask her what Scorpio vibes were for her?
No.
You should have.
Yeah, I should have. I go, well, I happen to be married to a Scorpio, if that helps. And my husband might rub off on me in some shape or form. And she goes, oh, what's your birthday? And I go, I'm an Aquarius.
What was she?
I don't remember.
What? She's got to be a water sign if she's asking.
I thought
you.
She was a Pisces.
Yeah. Maybe. If she's, yeah.
And then she continued to be, do you know, like your astrology signs and like
is that when you
your houses and all that. And
so is that why it prompted you to know when mom asked you today?
Yeah. I was like, oh boy, do I know.
I do find it a little strange that you chose this topic for today after seeing you last night. We weren't really sure. We were just going to go like random tandem.
Well, I just thought of it randomly. I hate that my mind's like, oh, you remember, you forget.
Yeah.
Well, so
we got a lot we got to put in there, so I get it.
Well, that's why I like walking in here, because sometimes I was like, yes, that's what I was supposed to bring up to you. Mm. But yeah, I wanted to talk about astrology, because okay. Who knows astrology best?
We do. Well, I think I know pattern recognition, so I feel like I have a pretty good grasp of personality traits, and mom's much older than you, but throughout the years being, you know, zodiac traits mm-hmm. that you can clearly kind of see in people, even the people that don't believe in astrology in a sense.
Right.
You can, like a fixed sign or a mutatable sign, fire sign, air sign, you just kind of pick up cues. That's probably why that girl asked you. And you do come across somewhat as in certain incidents that you might be a water sign. So I can kind of see why she asked if you were a Scorpio. But I really, really would love to know what her definition of a Scorpio
energy
is. And then it would be, wow, she thinks I'm, you know, because for me, Scorpio is a very confident, outgoing sign. So, with a wee bit of darkness, and they are secretive as fuck.
What is
Scorpio? Mm-hmm. I have a Scorpio moon.
I think that about Scorpio women.
You wouldn't be wrong
about being secretive.
And I think in men, it might manifest as just they're private by nature.
Let's see. I have to find it. But yeah, when she said that, I was like,
So let me ask you a question.
What?
What do you think? Out of all 12 zodiac signs, which one do you think is the rarest? Which would mean, you know, the stars would have to align, you know, in your birth chart for you to be this particular zodiac sign.
Like the small percentage of them?
It's a very small percentage worldwide of what this zodiac sign is.
Well, let me see first.
You can't Google it. I'm asking you to guess.
I'm not. No, I'm looking at all the signs. I'm trying to think what.
You got 12 to choose from.
I know I do. I only say this because I don't know many. If I were to guess, I would say like Taurus.
Wrong.
Whatever. What is it?
So let me read you a little tidbit. It was in my Facebook memories today. And there's a reason why that, you know, I'm more partial to this. You may think that you are one of the most common signs, but there are some people who are more rare than others. The rarest zodiac sign is Pisces, with only 2.4% of the world's population being born under the sun sign. The second most common is Cancer, 5%, followed by Virgo, 6%, and Capricorn, 7%, and Aries, 8%. So mom falls in the 2.4%. And I quite thoroughly enjoy being a Pisces with a Scorpio moon and a Sagittarius rising. And my Venus is in Pisces.
I got
a lot going on.
Let me verify that, because I, at the same time, feel like it would be my sign as the smallest percent.
You aren't even on the cusp. Your sister is of Aries or Aquarius and Pisces. Your sister's right on the line.
I thought you were just reading off the smallest percentage of Pisces.
Out of all the zodiac signs, Pisces is the rarest at 2.4% of the world's population is a Pisces. I think I'm surprised Virgo's on there because Virgo, I think if you are like doing the nasty on New Year's Eve, you're going to have a Virgo. Let's see. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September. Yeah. So if you're doing the nasty on to celebrate a new year, you're more than likely a Virgo. That your parents were like, woo!
See, now my research states otherwise.
Well, mom's a Pisces, and we're going with the 2.4%.
And I love that for you.
Yeah, what does yours say? Because I'm sure every sign thinks they are the rarest fucking sign there is. What is it, Leo?
It's Aquarius.
Bullshit! What's the numbers?
That's what I'm trying to find.
No. It's a Pisces. And y'all are fixed. We're mutatable.
Yeah, we're fixed as in all y'all have a part of us, though.
I am a mixture of all the signs as a Pisces.
Where?
Did
Sorry,
I
I'm
tell
trying to
you
get some
Jesus was
numbers
a
up.
Pisces?
Vaguely.
Not that that matters, but we're just talking back and forth about the
But
zodiacs.
no, when she said that, I was like, well, I do know I have Scorpio in my housing. And she goes, oh, really? So I'll
But
have
I
to ask
think
her
that your
again.
most dominant is going to be your sun rising or moon, as far as the mixture. And I think Venus does play a role. That's why I like to say that. Or what's your Lilith in? Does your little chart say?
I don't think so.
Do you read your horoscope?
I stopped forever ago.
Yeah, I don't. I only read my horoscope after the fact to see if it was anywhere.
That's smart. No, it's funny. My housing, I have just like a little bit of everything.
It shows.
Really? But yeah, it's so funny.
Should I tell the viewers I'm picking my nose?
Oh my gosh, I could not
Oh,
wait to leave work on Tuesday to pick my nose. I was telling everyone at work. And one of my coworkers, Simeon, he's like, well, you can pick your boogers now. I wouldn't judge you. And I go, do you know the environment we work in? I'm gonna wait until I can
yeah,
wash my hands
gross.
and then pick my boogers. Let alone, like, even if I have like hand sanitizer,
Oh, I don't use. You use hand
and
sanitizer?
one of my coworkers, sorry, Sarah, I'm gonna shout you out. She goes, which finger do you use? And I go, it really depends on the type of booger I have in my nose. But sometimes it'll be a pinky and sometimes it'll be a pointer finger.
I have never picked my nose with my pointer finger.
What do you mean?
No, it doesn't fit well.
But yeah, pinky.
Pinky.
Pinky's up. Let me read this. Oh, you were talking about life path numbers.
Yeah, I'm a nine.
You're a
I
nine.
am a number nine. Do you care to read that one for the class?
I would actually love to. All right. So, Mother, you are a number nine.
I am.
Number nine represents the humanitarian. In numerology, the number nine is the number of completeness. You are a natural born leader, and people assume you're in charge even if you're not. You take care of everyone else, but need to speak up when you need support and love yourself. You have an extremely strong sense of compassion and generosity in helping others in the utmost importance to you. Your generosity knows no bounds, and you make people feel comfortable around you. Your ultimate goal is working hard towards a better world. Your downfalls. It's hard for you to let go of that past. You may feel unloved or abandoned by your mother or father, which makes you feel responsible for them. You are so giving that your finances might not be in the best state. You also have a tendency to be scattered if out of alignment. If you are pursuing materialistic gains other than your true sense of giving, you could feel deeply dissatisfied with yourself.
You don't say.
And then it gives you master numbers.
37, one of them.
Well, I guess we'd have to do the math again.
We'll have a podcast episode is why it's called Route 37. As we, you know, roll on down the line.
Would you like to hear mine?
Sure, you're a 7.
I'm a number 7. The seeker.
I'm supposed to be most compatible with a number 7, by the way.
Good to know. Mm-hmm. As the seeker, you are very spiritually driven and have a very strong bend towards being a force in our world. You have the potential to reach high and can live on a different spiritual plane than others. Your number gives a higher awareness and wider point of view. You have an air of mystery about you, but can also easily become a loner. You are wise and studious. You are always searching for the true meaning and the underlying answer of everything. You have a love for natural beauty, the ocean, green grass, plants, flowers, etc. You are here to be a truth seeker. Embrace that. Your downfalls. You need to learn to have faith, as if you don't, you'll learn very cynical and escape through drugs, alcohol, work, and geography. Your love of solitude can make it hard for you to find close relationships. And people struggle to feel like they know you and can come off eccentric. You can become easily frustrated and critical when out of alignment.
Pretty close.
Let's see. Would you take a guess as to what Ben is?
What his life path number is? Uh-huh. 5, 2, 10, 1. That's a good one, though.
The leader.
Yeah, that's a good. I would have never picked up on that, but he's young.
I would easily. Well,
you're married to him.
I know.
He's my son-in-law, and I can count on like both hands how many times I've seen him.
He works hard.
I know. I
he
get
provides
it.
Provides for his family.
Ain't no shame in his game. I get it.
But that, you know, leads more as to why he's the leader. You love to lead. You're a hard worker with a spirit for innovation. You also have a passion for art.
Wow, I don't see that about him at all.
There are different kinds of art, okay?
Yeah. Well, thank you for that reminder. Yeah. There really is. So his would be what, video games?
I guess more of the creative side of video games. Mm. Like
coding.
He does stuff like that. Mm-hmm. He is, I can't even explain it. He is so smart when it comes to his outline of his games. Like a lot of his games are survival based and like building and shit. Like he's so smart when it comes to like an idea he has in his head, like building this house or whatever in our game that we play together. Like just like the way he sees it, he's gonna fucking do it. Mm. And make it look so cool.
That's good.
I don't know how to describe it, but yeah.
Well, I'm happy for him.
You can manifest super easily and have a strong desire to always be number one at anything you do. You don't let anything or anyone stand in the way of you and your dreams. All you got to do is focus on what you want and you can achieve it.
I think that's true for any of us.
Yeah.
I think John and I were talking about in a lot of the manifestation modalities, you know, you got to act as if you already have it.
Right.
Which is extremely important. You better know how to act as if. But we were talking about how sometimes that could be seen as a lie. You know, when you believe in yourself so wholeheartedly and you say, I am aligning with financial gain, or I'm aligning with.
There's a difference in saying it and actually.
Well, absolutely. But if you're manifesting and say that you've seen or heard mom say, and you know my financial situation. So if you hear me say, I am aligning with my highest financial timeline. I can feel your big old eye roll, like, You know, if it were, because it's not here yet. Some people think they got to see it in order to believe
It's
it.
coming.
Yeah, it's all
Yeah.
I know what's coming. But that whole acting as if part, that whole, I think they used to call it back in the day, fake it till you make it.
Would you care to guess on what your grandson is?
This life path number?
Yeah.
9. Then I don't know.
No.
Because he's a Libra sun sign, isn't
He is a Libra.
he?
He's my Libra.
So what is he?
11.
11?
He's 11.
Wow. Means he's had a few trips here.
Life path.
Ben, on the other hand, is a quite young soul. First time here.
You are most intuitive to all numbers and have a strong capacity for healing. You are sensitive and care a ton about what's going on behind the scenes. You pick up on other people's feelings and hidden attributes easily. You also have qualities of number two magnified. You are a visionary. And number two, which would explain why I was blessed with him, the harmony seeker.
See that about Landon.
Yeah.
Poor kid's got a lot of responsibility. As an 11?
Yeah. Guess what the luckiest life path number is?
Five.
Seven.
Why?
Mystical and spiritual.
So am I, and I am a 9.
Number seven is connected spiritually, wisdom, and introspection. Intellectual pursuits. Those with the life path number seven are often drawn to knowledge and learning and tend to find success intellectually in analytic fields. Intuitive nature. They possess a strong intuition, are often guided by their inner wisdom. It's funny though when it talks about like life path number seven being like a mystery.
It is a mystery because really, who sat down one day and said,
Well, no, like that
you know,
personality being
I don't think,
mysterious,
yeah.
that adds up with me, you know, Aquarius. Aquarius are known to be.
You're one of the more eccentric signs for sure. But I think we all have the capabilities to be weird and that, or have our own little personality traits. By how, you know, the filters and programmings that you were dealt growing up. So I feel like there's no,
Well, that plays a part
yeah,
too.
there's no
Yeah.
way to pinpoint all the attributes of every sign because so much of your life plays a role in,
Yep.
you know, who you are and what you, how you react to things or how you heal or.
Ben asked me this question last night because we were also talking about like astrology, because I was teaching him about us, him and I being fixed signs. We are part of the fixed signs of the zodiacs. And he goes, well, let me ask you this. For you, and he's like, not specifically you, but for like for someone to believe in astrology and the zodiacs like that, to some extent, wouldn't that mean you would have to believe in the Big Bang? Because it's science. And he's.
But is astrology science? I don't think astrology is science. And with his analytical brain, and I can see exactly where he's coming from, I feel like I just asked, who the, you know, who sat down and wrote, you know, life path number 9, like just like the Bible. Like you, for me, there has to be some pattern recognition that you have studied. To be able to say, here's the personality traits and the zodiac's based on constellations, you know,
And that's what I
the
told
you
him. I
know
was like,
the
well,
sky. So it's really, I wouldn't file it under
I don't know exactly how he worded it, but he said to some extent it would align with, like, the Big Bang.
Well, what that would depend on what your definition of the Big Bang is. So what is your definition of the Big Bang? Like, we started out of a wormhole, star exploded, and one of the pieces became a planet, and we're, you know, we're in this...
I don't know. All I know is I was just put here somehow, and exactly. I'm supposed to do something.
We are doing something, whether everybody here...
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, it's like...
But my bigger goal in life... And if somebody came to me right now and said, you've got it all figured out, I would check out. Like, I mean, I'm leaving. There's no more point for me to be here in this realm. I'm ready to go to the next level. I do not want to be recycled back here again.
I think that's the big question.
Yeah, so the Big Bang, we would have to really research that a little bit more before we had a conversation about it. I think it's a really good question. But you have to go back to...
You would love to have that conversation with your son-in-law then, because he...
Well, if you let's just Google the origins of astrology. Astrology's origins trace back to the ancient Babylon around 2nd millennium BCE, where it is intertwined with astronomy and the study of celestial events. Babylonians observed the sky to predict the seasons and other significant events, and they began to associate celestial phenomena with human affairs. This practice later spread to Greece, where it is further developed and adopted by the Romans, Arabs, and eventually throughout the world. I was going to say, because I really feel the Greek presence in it, but modern-day astrology, while astrology was once considered a science, it is now largely viewed as a symbolic system for understanding personality and life patterns. It continues to be practiced by many who find meaning and guidance in its interpretations. I feel like just like a fucking fortune cookie, any sentence can be taken as a vague sign if you know, attach that alignment to it.
Right.
You know, so that's why I don't read my horoscope until the day after to see if in any way there was some truth. Like, if you look at how many, like, do you doom scroll at night?
Yes.
So, for whatever reason, my allegoric rhythm, I see a lot of tarot card readers, which has got to be, like, the hottest ticket right now for TikTokies and all the fun whatever.
Let me see.
You could like listen to one of those tarot card readings and make it fit your life. You know what I mean?
Right.
So there is a lot of suggestion, I feel like, in astrology.
Let me see. Maybe look it up.
And I feel like different civilizations have different astrology theories. But either way, I do feel like at this age, like the girl that come to you and said, hey, are you a Scorpio? Is probably one who pays attention to personality traits of the zodiac and wants some sort of clarification or, like, for their mind, like, oh, this is why I don't like her. Or this is why I'm intimidated by them. Or this is why we are never going to get along because we're not compatible in the line of.
That's the definitely zodiac. The kind of vibes I was getting from it, but.
And I like to do it because sometimes it's just overwhelming. Like, for me, I gotta ask. And normally,
well,
I only want to know if you're a water sign because I identify or something about them is so relatable to my personality. I gotta ask. And I'm wrong a lot of the time, but I'm also right a lot of the time as well, because there's so many factors to factor in, like your sun, your rising, your moon sign, and all the houses that you could be picking up on one particular trait that they're giving off. But I think it can be overwhelming if you were basing your whole life on who do I want to hang around. If you're just basing that off of like the zodiac, you're really going to be missing out on.
So this is another thing that I think we are fortunate, but yet kind of shitty to go through such an experience to like also intuitively know stuff like
Are
this.
we segueing into another
I guess we could.
topic? Yeah, topic.
I like that our experiences are like heightened sense of like how people's tones are, like reading the room type shit from
You mean
are
energetic signatures left
more of like
by your personality?
no more of like the trauma we have endured also helps us have a better sense of what zodiac signs and like people
You mean as
are.
far as easier to
We can read the room. Yeah,
guess?
we can
Yeah.
read the room easily.
I think that's way more than astrology. I think if
Well,
you
that's what I'm saying. I think
are,
it's like trauma based for me too. It's like I can
I
read
think
a
there's a lot
fucking
of truth
room.
in that, but I also, life experience does open your eyes to certain, there was this quote about, imagine if you were rocked on the knees of unconditional love, which my mother was the epitome of unconditional love.
I wish I could have
And
hugged that.
that you did. You had, mommy tried her very best to be like her.
No, I meant grandma.
Oh, she, yeah. Well,
She seemed like
she
she
would have,
gave the
you would have,
best
you
hugs.
probably would have been like probably favorite.
Probably.
When, I forgot what I was saying. Remind me. Because I got the old lady disease.
Old man timers is what Dad calls it. Shit.
Yeah, no, damn, I lost it.
No, I got it. Hold on. Holding on to it. Unconditional love.
Oh, imagine being rocked on the knees of unconditional love, only to find out that you're released into a world that does not practice that. When you, as a child, all you ever seen.
Owls.
Okay, that's not necessary.
I just like doing
I
it.
know. I know several people that are like that.
I love doing it though. It's funny.
And then you get out in the real world, and then you are like, what? Like, people are not nice to one another. And that they are so quick to cutthroat or so quick to throw shade or throw something that just distracts themselves from their own piss poor qualities.
Their
That's,
own wounds and all
yeah.
that, yeah.
So when you talk about, we all are programmed and see the world through our own programming, filters, life experiences. And when you've been through a few life experiences,
If you.
it might cure you of people pleasing. It might cure you of the rose-colored glasses, because the world does not operate that way. And I'm sorry, the world does not have your best interest at heart.
And I can see why my coworker thought I was a Scorpio because
You seem a little standoffish. I could see that
not the
she.
standoffish, more of like the I will use my voice. Like I,
Oh, like, yeah, I'm not going to take your shit.
yeah.
Yeah, that's probably what. But I would be willing to bet that that's
But
her
this is,
definition of a Scorpio is.
yeah, and this is patient facing. So I was like, yeah, I was. No, you want a real fucking feminine Scorpio? She should have been here when my boss, my previous like team lead boss, fucking worked here. She was a Scorpio and she was holy shit.
I like my holy shit Scorpio side.
Not, I don't like feminine Scorpios.
Oh, really?
The
Well,
one that I've encountered? Yeah, no. I'll try again with another Scorpio, but
what
not.
about, I feel like I have, like, my
Well,
Scorpio side
raise
is
a
really
Scorpio,
strong.
that's different. That's family though. But Yeah, she's a Scorpio. I think so.
Who?
Right. November 12th. I could be wrong.
I think she's Sagittarius.
Fuck, she is.
Yeah. Which, again, I got that too. I like my Sagittarius
Sagittarius.
and Scorpio sign. Quit mocking your mother.
I
Oh, we need to look into that. You know who else does that? And I should say her name on audio. Well, other than Isabel, she does it too.
We do it because we like that even like the smartest of people can say words wrong.
You know, and sometimes I say wrong words wrong, especially here in the plant store. I say words wrong on purpose just to see if somebody, Miss Plant Queen, is going to pick up on it. Like, oh, this chick's going to lambaste me.
Illiterate.
So I'll do it on purpose just to set traps.
I do it
That
to
must be my Scorpio side.
my husband, and he mocks himself before I even get the chance to because of how much I do it.
Well, we're going to have to dedicate a whole podcast episode to that. Because, yeah, I said
Yeah.
serendipitous wrong. So serendipity, serendipitous.
Serendipity.
Yeah, and if you're listening, you know who you are. Come on my show, and we'll have another debate about it. She was nice about it.
Well, damn, I thought Ray was a Scorpio. I guess I don't really know any other Scorpios. But if that's the Scorpio side of a female that I see, oh, we don't get along.
But you can't, like, you gotta look at her rising and her moon. I mean, she could be a total dick because she's got an Aries moon. Aries women? Especially women with the, and this is a whole nother podcast episode. And I invite any of you women, strong-willed women, to come be our guests, no matter what side you fall on, because we do not discriminate here.